Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, thank you again for your encouragement. Thank you for your joy unspeakable and full of glory. God, we just ask that you would anoint your word in our lives this morning. God, this is such a wondrous time. Help us to pay attention to what you would have for us this day. Help us to be aware. Help us to tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. God, let us lay aside the weight, any indifference this morning. God, help us to come in that wonderful unity that's in your wondrous Son, the wondrous Spirit that was sent to us. Let us be a people, Lord God, for your name's sake. Help us to be ready. Lord, this is a time of a wife that has made herself ready. Let us sing and be glad, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. Now God, it's in that we praise you and thank you for this calling this morning. Let it be real to our hearts. God, help us not to be selfish this day. Help us to know what you have laid and provided for us. And it's in the name of Jesus we say thank you for that great love wherewith we are loved. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I can only imagine that the Lord knew exactly what He was doing, and we're not just going to have to imagine today. You know your Scriptures, and you yield to the Spirit, and in the Spirit, He'll show you those things. And by His grace, we're going to delve into that this day. All right, let's turn to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to begin in the 14th verse. That's Romans chapter 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Mature. They're not babies. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Well, I'll tell you, the Lord encouraged us quite a bit last week, and from week to week, I just can't contain it. I'm telling you what He's doing. But there's wondrous glory, brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you, how could we not but rejoice in reading joint heirs with Jesus Christ? Huh? Do you believe it this day? I pray that you do. But I don't know how we could keep seated in the pews, truly, knowing that. I still think there's something that's got our attention a little bit. I still think there might be a distraction out there. Joint heirs with Christ Jesus, if so be that you suffer together with Him. My, oh my. Now, brothers and sisters, we've rejoiced in that word joint heirs many times in this assembly over the years, but especially over the last 3 years, because I can't get it off my heart, and I pray it never comes off my heart. The word in the Greek, you should know it by now. Sunkleronimus. Huh? Sunkleronimus. I should get t-shirts. Praise God with that on there. But I wouldn't want to just do that. I want it written across my heart. I want it to be my joy unspeakable and full of glory. And what that word means is joint heirs as man and wife with Jesus Christ. Yep, we're going deep today. Praise God. We're not going to stop. Ephesians 3:6 tells us it's the mystery. The joint heirs are offered now to the Gentiles. Fellow heirs. The same word, sunkleronimus. Joint heirs as man and wife with Jesus Christ. So, the question today that the Lord has laid upon my heart for all of us. So, what's it all mean? Well, I think in our wonderful text what it all means is glorified together with Him. Glorified together. You read that word glorified in the Greek, and it's nothing other than sun glory. Let me tell you, it is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Praise God. Well, as I read through this, my heart just leapt and it increased within me. And I thought again, Brother Paul, how did you receive this? Brother Paul, how did you get this wondrous revelation in your life? We understand it's all by grace. We know it's all through the Scriptures. We know that God Himself, Jesus Christ, met him on that road of Damascus, and it all started in motion. Praise be to God. You're going to yield to me. If you'll yield to me, I'm going to tell you, I've got a plan. I've got something to set in your life, praise God, that I need to give to these peoples here today at 1701 South Sherman. But you know what? I'm telling you, I think so magnificently. It happened one moment when Brother Paul was taken, as it said, up into paradise. He was taken up there and he said, man, whether in my body or out of my body, I don't know what was going on. But I went up into the third heaven. And up there, brothers and sisters, he got a glimpse of a man in glory. Have you had a glimpse of that man in glory? Well, let me tell you something specifically about the man in glory that you need to see. See, Brother Paul got a glimpse of himself. It was. He saw himself. But it really wasn't himself as he saw him ever before. He saw a man full of glory. He saw a man that was filled with all the fullness of God. And all he could do was glory in that man. All he could do was be thankful to God of the Christ in me, the hope of glory, man. I'm not glorying in this flesh whatsoever. By the grace of God, I'm thankful to Him that He's causing my life. Truly, brothers and sisters, I'm humbling before the Lord. And as I humble before the Lord, He'll allow me to live godly. He'll allow His truth to come into my life. It'll take hold in a way that, I'm telling you, will never, ever could have happened that way. God will come into your life. You'll learn not to turn to the world for direction. You'll learn not to turn to man and his thoughts for direction. You'll learn to go after God and want His best. You'll learn that He'll fill you with all the fullness of God. He'll make you fully able because He's already lived it. Brothers and sisters, I'm pleading with all of us here today. Allow Christ Jesus to mold you and make you after His will. It has to be a life of thy will be done. It's not going to happen any other way. It had to be that way in Christ's very own life. He said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass before me. But he knew, thy will be done. And God had brought him to that place. It's so marvelous that he was ready to be offered. And I had a brother in Christ that lived the fullness of God in him. The type of the bride, the one that will be glorified together with him. And Brother Paul said, I am now ready to be offered. Now, let me ask you something. Is that worth it to you? Does that strum across your heart in some way, shape, or form? By the grace of God, I hope it does. I hope that we would embrace this wonderful calling that God has before us this day. But I'm telling you the sweetness in this, brothers and sisters. All he could do was glory in that man. This was the man that was being transformed from glory to glory into the very image, praise God, of Christ Jesus himself. Are we really a people that wants to be that man shining forth? And I'm talking about, by the grace of God, the very face of Jesus Christ. Did you know in the Word it says, that's where the glory of God dwells, is in His face? Do people, when they see you, do they see the face of Jesus? Do they see the glory of God? I'm so grateful how many have come into this place. And I have a dear brother here today. When he first came in, he was introducing and trying to acquaint himself with all of the different ones in this meeting. And there was a certain sister that struck his heart, and he never had met her. But she was so full of the glory of God, all he could write down by her was, Jesus Lady. Jesus Lady. I want to be that kind of vessel. When people see me, I want them to see Jesus. I want them to know that He's the one that is my life. I don't live any longer. It's Christ in me, and it's my hope. I know it's the hope of glory, but it's my hope. It's my hope that I win Him. It's my hope that, praise God, I stand with Him that day as praise the Lord, as God gives Him that throne, that I'm with Him and I say, oh, my husband, I'm so thankful this day that God has given you your place. I'm telling you what a time it's going to be. Brothers and sisters, we got to get there in spirit, or we're never going to live that for the everlastings to come. But as much as I joy for Brother Paul, as much as I'm so grateful to God that he saw this, I think how monumental that at this day, at this moment, this is being offered to the likes of you and me. This is why we're still here today. This is it. You know Christ is Savior. Most of you here today have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I ask you, what are you doing with your life? Have we said, I will go? Is it something that I'm anticipating seeing Jesus Christ appear? That when I see Him, I'm going to be like Him? That, praise God, I know that these temporal sufferings, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Oh, amen. And never forget that that is the purpose of God, is that glory that's coming to be revealed in us. I'm telling you, it's another layer of how much God is all in. He is all in, and He's all in for you. And brothers and sisters, it doesn't stop there. Let's keep going. Revelation 21. Let's turn there. I pray God just thrills our hearts with His Word this morning. Revelation 21, and we'll start reading from the 9th verse. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Here she is. And he carried me away in spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like unto a stone most precious. So there she is, brothers and sisters. The bride adorned. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let's look at her today. Coming down from heaven. And so picturesque that we see here. It says Christ Jesus Himself coming down. And why can we say that? Because she has it. And I'm telling you, ooh-wee, she's got it. She's got the glory of God. She's won Him through and through. She is the wonderful, glorious vessel, completely filled with the glory of God. And you think, where did she get such a thing? How did all of this happen? Brothers and sisters, this isn't beyond us. It happened right here. It did. It's happening right here. We're in the moment of this wonderful bride adorned being prepared. The wife has made herself ready today. Am I ready today? Not tomorrow. Not at a more convenient time. Not, well, I have to deal with some things in my life right now, and then I'm going to get back to Jesus. The bride doesn't feel that way about her husband. She's attentive. She's very attentive. She's saying, thy will be done. That's the motto. That's her song. I love you, Lord. Thy will be done. There's nothing more important. There's nothing more pressing. God, I want to see your son, and I want to see him at that first trump. And here's how it happened, brothers and sisters. She didn't refuse a thing. She did not refuse one thing that God wanted for her life. She let go of self. She let go of self, and she took hold of him. Her affections were set upon the things above. The Word of God tells us all this. Read it. It doesn't just happen magically. Oh no. It's a yielded vessel. It's not something that's just studied into your mind, brothers and sisters. It's something by the grace of God that the heart just breaks and says, Lord, there's nothing more that I want. I just simply love you. I just love you. I'm getting a vision of how much you love me. It's not forced. You can't force love. I couldn't force myself to love somebody. It's not going to happen that way. But one thing I have found, when Christ comes in and He takes His reign, I can't help but love everybody. You can't. I love you. I love God's precious people. And you know what? I have a wondrous affection even for the people of this world. I want them to come to Jesus. I don't want to see one life go to hell. Christ Jesus died for that life. Christ Jesus died for that neighbor that despises you. That ogre boss that I know that I've heard people say, well, I know it's Beelzebub's sister herself. When our heart's right with God, we wouldn't want to see one. Not one. Is truly our life as Christ upon that cross. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Really. I need Christ in my life to be like that. Sometimes we're more tender, though, I think, towards the world than towards our brothers and sisters in Christ. Sometimes we're often more forgiving to the ones that don't know Christ Jesus as the ones that even are having a vision to run for the very high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We get so critical so quickly. The 70 times 7, let me tell you something, that was just a figurative number. God said, forgive as He forgives. If we truly love like our wondrous Savior, brothers and sisters, we've forgotten it. Are you ready to live for Him? Are you really ready to live for Him? Christ liveth in me. That's all I want. It's for Him to grow up fully in me. That I would be that mature one that will see Him face to face, as our sister sang this day. That it's not something, and I appreciate anybody's thought of Christ, but it's not something I imagine. It's something I know. And I'm beginning to know Him. And it's exciting. There's a glass darkly, but I'm telling you, it's clearing up day by day. I'm starting to see His very image. It gets more exciting all the time. You talk about a masterpiece that He can make in your life. And all I do is I look in that glass and I look back at Him and I say, oh Jesus, thank you God. I'm learning to say, oh, instead of why me, I'm saying, oh yes God, I understand what you said. Why not me? Why not you? Why not you? Why not you? It's there for you. It's absolutely there for you. The provision's already been made. God's very will is for you to grow up into Him in all things. Complete, perfect, in all the will of God. God, wake us up. This is exciting time. Lord, make it more real today to my life than it's ever been. That I'm not just sitting here taking up space, thinking about, well, what am I going to do this afternoon? And man, I made mom and dad, and maybe I made God happy by just showing up. Let me tell you something, you better be happy that you showed up. You better be thankful to God that you got yourself by the grace of God in a church this morning. That you responded to the quickening of His love this day. Grateful, thankful. You talk about being humble, that's where it begins. That God, this was your work, you drew me, and by your grace I responded to your drawing. Let me tell you something. This sweet bride, she doesn't pass on a thing that he has for her. But I'm going to tell you, she does pass up on the pleasures of sin for a season. Did you hear me? She's passing up on the pleasure of sin for a season. Sure, this flesh desires certain things. Let me tell you something. That's exactly why God put you in it. And don't go walking around saying, well, it isn't fair. I'm not going to say that to God. I'm not that stupid anymore. Are you still that dumb and ignorant to say, well, God, that ain't fair? This is God who loved you. If it wasn't for His infinite mercy, we shouldn't even be here and He would have started all over again. Moses had to deal with Him like that. God help us. Not only did He save us, brothers and sisters, we're being offered today the brideship to win Him, to be His vessel of glory. I'm looking at some surprised faces. You better get up and get on with it. It's going to pass you by. You're in season. Your time is now. Your appointed time is today. Today. Because I don't know what your tomorrow will be. I don't even know if you've got a tomorrow on this earth. You've got an everlasting something coming. Even this old world does. They don't get it. But there's an eternal death too. Just like God coming into your life is giving you eternal life. But she submitted to Him, brothers and sisters. She submitted to all those exceeding riches of His glory. The exceeding riches of His grace to come. She realizes in her heart that it's going to be worth it all. That I know that glory that's going to be revealed in us. Let me tell you something. It is worth it. But it even gets better. Let's go on to verse 23 of this 21st chapter of Revelation. That's verse 23. And it says here, and the city, this is the bride adorned. Here she is. Had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God. Now listen. The glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Oh, there's that light. Isn't that precious? The power source. Praise God. The only power there is. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. But see, look who's with Him. Look who's with Him. The glory of God. The glory of God. Listen, let it speak to your heart. His wonderful wife, the one that we just saw coming out of heaven, having the glory of God, she's there with Him, descending from heaven. 1 Corinthians 11:7. Everybody better perk up when I say this, especially you ladies, you'll remind your husbands. The woman is the glory of man. Did you hear me? Come on now. The woman is the glory of man. Make no doubt about it. It was set up from the very beginning, brothers and sisters, when God looked out with His Son. He saw Adam there. And He said, you know what? It's not good for man to live alone. Now sure, He was saying that to old Adam. Eve was just on the wing to come. But He meant that for His Son. He meant that for His Son, Jesus. It's not good for man, praise God, the man Christ Jesus, to live alone. I'm preparing a bride for you, son. We're going to have a bride for you, son. Jesus Christ is not going to be complete without His bride. Do you know that? I hope you believe that. He doesn't even take His throne until He has His queen. He doesn't begin to rule and reign until He has that one that will jointly rule and reign with Him. It's a mighty time. Brothers and sisters, I just hope we're getting this. I'm hoping that we understand that she is His glory. She is His glory. I see a dear couple sitting there. I don't have to ask that brother right there. That's His glory on this earth, is His dear wife. My wonderful wife is the glory of me. God set it up that way. My wife is the glory of this man. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ has a glory too. And it's going to be His bride. Do you see how He loves you? Do you see what He's calling you to? Do you see what He's wooing your heart to say, come unto me? I am looking for the true worshiper, God is saying, that worships me in spirit and in truth. And as we've rejoiced so many times, that worshiper is the one that's drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss Him. Oh yeah. Have you ever seen Jesus that way? I hope you have, and if you haven't, you need to. You need to. You need to allow Him to break free in your life. Coming in fervent love. Passion. Lord, You love me like that? I love You like that. Not just as that omnipotent God that looks down upon us with the big eye. Huh? Come on, you got to get further than that. Man, we're in the age of grace. We're in the church age. This is the age for a wife to be made ready. And she's not going to get ready in fear. His perfect love has cast out all that fear from my life. See, I don't worry about that sin anymore. You don't? Do you mean that you have sinless perfection? Yes, I do in Him. That blood covered my sin. Never to be remembered again. Now, I don't sin willfully that grace may abound. I don't want you to get your stories going at home. What did Brother Jesse say? Let's go talk to the other churches and tell them. Uh-oh. I'm going to get myself in trouble. I don't worry about that anymore. He took care of it. I'm free. I'm so free. I've been made free. I am free. Praise God, I've got His new creation in my life, and you do too. If you know Him as Savior, you've got that. You got to quit dealing with something that He's already handled. You got to quit messing with something that He already took care of. I got to be about marrying the Son of God. And if I'm still wrapped up in this sin that He already took care of, then I'm not mature enough and I'm not old enough in spirit to be marrying Jesus. And that's it. And that's it. And the only thing I should be worrying about you is that are you ready to? It's all I want by the grace of God. I just want you to be ready. I do. I want you to be ready. I want you to win Him. I want us to be there. Like say, oh, I told you so. Ready to go. I told you so. It's real. It's going to happen. You're going to be happy no matter. Absolutely happy. Man, as they sang, observing the glory. What a great place. God is offering you to be the glory. Do you understand that? With Him. Don't back off from that. Boy, if there was ever a time to get aggressive about something, I want to be just as jealous for my lover as He is for me. So you better get out of my way. We better get in the way, in His way. You understand? It's good stuff. God's always good. Yeah, I've lost my mind. I'm gone. You can say, what is this brother preaching today? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm preaching the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's the message we got. And we're going to come and we're going to rejoice in it. We're going to rejoice in it in every dimension. Because you know what He said? He wants me to know that. Breadth and the length and the depth and the height of His love. Absolutely. And He's going to test you in every bit of it. That's the gift. That's your gift. It's the love of God. Well, let's hurry along here. So brothers and sisters, He tells us that not only is it going to be jointly loving, not only is it going to be jointly reigning, but we're going to jointly glory in one another. Isn't that wonderful? He's glorying in me, I'm glorying in Him. Isn't that awesome? Oh, I love you. Oh, no, I love you. Remember when you did that kind of as a kid on the phone? Oh, I love you. Oh, no, I love you more. I love you more. I have a brother that always tells me every time I love him, well, I love you more. And I just go. Oh. But what's it going to take, really? What's it going to take for you to get excited about this? Now, you've read a lot of things that you believe. Mm-hmm, yeah. Most of you read the paper. I don't know if I'd believe all of it, but the one said maybe the funny papers would be a better belief. But you read your title to your house. Maybe it's got your name on it or your title to your car, and you believe that. Okay, this is your title. This is your title deed. This is it. This is the Word of God. You're not going to own your house forever. You're not going to own your car forever. Do you know that? I pray to the Lord I'm married as long as to my wife as I'm on this earth, but I'm not going to be married to her. When I go to see Jesus, that's gone. There's no continuing in marriage. Don't care how fanciful that thought is. But I'm going to tell you, as we run together to win His best, I'm joined with her in something so far beyond anything I could ever imagine. And that's you too. Oh, man. Lord, could we love one another like that? Yeah, we can. And it's exciting. But brothers and sisters, what He says in here is that we're joint heirs. There's an offering of being joint heirs with Him. Jointly reigning with Him. As we read today, glorified together with Him. I have to ask this. What's it going to take for you to get excited about Jesus? I mean, really? What's it going to take for me to get excited about the Lord when He starts talking about stuff like that? Because it works effectually in them that believe. You could sit here today and say, oh, well, that was something. What was it? It just passed me by. And that's what I'm afraid of. I hope it grips you today that this is something I want to know more about. God's faithful to His Word. He's given it out today. He's given you time. And it's time now to get into the glory of God and allow the glory of God to get into me. And it's a beautiful time. But I'm telling you, He even said He's going to make known to all that He has loved that sweet bride. Oh, yes. He's going to have them come and bow down before her and worship. And they're going to jointly glory in that worshiping together. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that He is Lord. Make no mistake about it. He is Lord. But you know what? He's going to have somebody on His arm that day. Oh, yeah, He is. Going to be right there. And I'm just going to be looking. Like, I just can't imagine what it's going to be like, really. That is the truth. But I know that He's given me that place in an offering to say, Son, do you want it? Lovest thou me more than these? Rebecca had to get that straight with her family. They loved her. They were probably saying, hey, let's talk about this. You don't even know this guy. Are we sure? Maybe we could go send some people to go find out about him first. The time is now. Eliezer, the Holy Spirit is telling you, it's now. You got to make your move. Now, this is your appointed time today. It's now. And I'm telling you, I'm here this day because God is putting more glory in my life. And He's asking me, Son, are you willing to go even more today? It's greater every day. That wineskin stretches every day. We can't get complacent in the calling I had yesterday. Come on. Oh, wait a second. I've studied Revelation more than you have, brother. Who's that boy? I'm a boy becoming a man of God. And it's exciting. It is. It's a transformation. Oh man, I live so abundantly. I look at my little kids out there. I'm so thankful they're growing up to be young men. But they're watching Daddy become a man of God. And I'm watching those boys, hopefully learning that a man of God truly has more fun than anybody else walking the face of this earth. I don't know how to say it. Sure, it gets trying. Sure, when you're tested in your body, and sure, when you're tested in faith and all of these different testings. But I'm telling you, walking with Jesus is so wonderful. There's nothing more that you want to do truly than walk with Jesus. I look at the lives here today. I see you all sitting, and it's so precious. There's a joy unspeakable and full of glory for you. For you, for everybody here. You might be sitting on the back and thinking, well, you know what, I don't really want to be seen, or maybe I want to get out quick. Let me tell you something, God is dealing with every life here today. He wants you to have that joy unspeakable and full of glory. He wants you to come into fellowship with that kind of a love. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. He's coming. I pray He come for me today. I don't care how He does it. I just want to see the Lord. I just want to be with Jesus. This world has nothing to offer me anymore. I'm so grateful to God it never did. It's just that He's matured my heart to know in whatsoever state therewith to be content. Isn't that a wonderful thing? He can do it. He can do it. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. The two shall be one flesh. What did He say? We've got about 3 more minutes. Hang in there. The two shall be one flesh. Well, I've heard that at marriages before. I've heard a pastor say that about a wedding and all. Yeah. I understand that there has some great application in that. But as He says in His Word, the two shall be one flesh. This is a mystery, but I speak concerning Christ. You'll read in there, and it says in the church. Hope you have a Schofield, because the true reading of that should be Christ and His bride. The two shall be one flesh. Now, brothers and sisters, what don't we want to believe about the oneness in Jesus Christ? Huh? Christ in me. What a power! What joy! What thankfulness! And by the grace of God, may we take it and run. Just take it. Don't ask, why did you give it? There's only one reason. It's just grace. You didn't deserve a thing. I'll tell you what you did deserve, but I shouldn't say that up here. But you take it and run. You do, just take it, it's free. And you run well. That's what He said. And you run to obtain. There's a mark. Absolutely. And we run, praise God, to finish. Oh, there's a purpose. We don't run as one that beateth the air. We don't fight that way. Oh, no. There's absolute defining purpose in your life. God gave it to you. He's given you that vision. That's why so many Christians today just fall away at the sides. Oh, they ran so well. They were so excited about the music that was at the church for so long. But you know, even that grew old. His message to a heart that's open to it, it never grows old. There might be some tough times, but let me tell you something. That lover of my soul, He comes in and He takes me to another glory. He gives me a second wind, and a third wind, and a fourth wind, and a fifth wind. And when I don't think I have any more wind anymore, He's the one that's breathing in me. And the Holy Ghost comes down, and He breathes on me. And it's so wonderful, because I get the energy and the power to finish with joy unspeakable and full of glory, brothers and sisters. And when we see Him, we're going to be like Him. And by the grace of God, in His faithfulness and by His grace, I expect to be full of glory. Full of glory. Praise be to God. I love to get excited about Jesus. It's going to be full of glory. Oh God, let's bow our heads.
I
Oh, yes. While every head is bowed, while every head is bowed, we thank you, dear God. We appreciate again your everlasting faithfulness, your love that never lets us go. Help us to make that move this day. God, let us know that you're tugging at the hearts, the heartstrings of forever at this moment. We thank you for it. We give it to you. We know that it's your work. Praise be to God in the name of Jesus. Amen.